What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to Enjoy the Podcast, episode 5. Hey.
Enjoy the podcast.
So, to wrap up our thing, or our series here about what makes sex great. Oh, wait, before I get into it, let me not jinx us.
You're cut me short, bro.
Go ahead, JD, take it away.
Fellas, we still demand justice. Black lives do indeed matter.
Yes, they do.
And we need a talk show before 2020 is over.
Yes, we do.
Cheers to us. Cheers. Tastes so good once it hits the lips.
Before we go any further, no one? What the fuck are you wearing?
Yo, this is called fashion, bro. Fashion, ladies. Do you like this shirt?
Hey, as someone once told me when I came in with some outlandish shit.
When did that happen?
Imagine what he passed up on.
You should just let the nipples out, bro. If you're gonna do it, just commit.
No, this is.
And we'll be back with full.
Fly. It's fly.
Hey man,
fly.
It's fly. Yeah, I couldn't pull it off. It's fly. Good for you.
Don't be mad because I can pull it off.
Hey, good for you, bro.
Are you pulling it off though?
Yes.
Because it's not working in this room. I'll tell you that.
Yeah, I'm not wearing this for you. You hear those cheers in the back?
You're hitting the button.
I do it for
them. Is there a boo? Where's the crickets at? Yeah, that's the one you should have hit.
But here's the thing. I like to pride myself of better style than you guys.
Actually, to the point, that's how we met. That was the icebreaker. You came in with some
red
pants. He came in with some bullshit.
No, I fly. I like to think that I have.
Anytime like I would be in Jared's videos, he would be like, bro, I'll style you.
Oh.
And I would just have like.
Hey, listen.
You're like, nah.
No.
I'd be like, man, Lose, this don't be some crazy
don't
shit.
Don't even try to play like I
I'm
didn't
not
going to
play like Jared
well.
Doesn't have. Like Jared.
He's got style.
Jared has style.
I had you fly in that video.
Define fly.
It was not anything I would ever wear.
But he looked good. How many compliments did you get that day? Oh. Don't lie. Don't you fucking lie.
Yeah, they had to compliment me. They didn't have any choice.
Wait, what?
Because we would have kicked them off set if they were rude to me. They would be like, get out of here. They didn't have a choice.
I'm a way better dresser.
Hold on a second. Just because I don't wear polka dot don't mean whatever you got going on.
I can dress. I just choose not to. I choose to wear sweats and t-shirts every day because that's comfortable.
I am putting it down. All right. You guys go through Instagrams. You go through Loses.
You're
go
not
through
gonna JD's. Find. I have like 6 pictures up. You're not gonna find.
Don't make excuses.
Start.
Hey, how about this next episode?
It's your job to look
don't
good.
Make,
it's not my job.
Don't
to
make
look
it.
Good.
It's now
no,
it is.
No, but it's not even that.
Now it is.
No, it's not.
Y'all
go get the Los that Los provides.
No, you are.
That's the
Los
they gonna get.
You are expected to take up your dressing knot.
What episode is this? 5.
It's 4. 5.
Okay, episode 6. We gotta come with our Sunday best.
I'm not doing that.
Okay,
come on, man.
I'm not losing.
Don't be a. Don't come on, bro.
Los is scared.
I am. I'm terrified because Jared's gonna show up with some.
Nah, let him. Hey.
No, honestly, I would say Jared is a much more.
I'm in tune.
He's a more risk.
I was just gonna say.
I'm very safe. You are so fucking happy wearing this right now. I can see it on your face. Happy
you,
this.
You can't be in a bad mood with this. There's no way. There's no way.
I mean, it's literally a clown top. He's wearing circus attire. Look how baggy the arms are. It's a fucking. You're like a clown on a pirate ship right now.
Again, imagine what he passed up on.
To bring it back to a more serious note, today we are talking about what happens after sex.
Enjoy the podcast.
Which is a very important topic for me. Because.
For you?
For everybody. Because if you're going to have sex, we don't want to talk about what happens after sex. After sex.
Hit the road, Jack.
Hey. Hey. No, so I find that, you know, most people are in denial at what happens after sex just right now, because I put out there to all of the people who follow us and listen to us to give me their opinions and thoughts about what happens after sex.
Right.
Right. Okay.
All of them said that they cuddle.
All of them?
All of them.
All, most of them. Like a good
90%. How many were women and how many were men?
They were all women.
Right.
What do you use your after sex routine?
Piss, clean it off.
Do you come back and cuddle?
Sometimes, yeah. Sometimes, it depends.
Is that your choice or do you do it out of like
what
love?
Does it depend on? Yeah.
It would depend on the type of sexual encounter it was. Was it, you know, is it somebody who I'm like dating? Is it somebody who I'm just, you know, fucking? Is it somebody? Is it a one night stand? Like, I'm not cuddling with a one night stand.
You're not.
No.
That's a good choice.
I'm most likely getting up and leaving.
You're still in the night, though. You're still.
If it's, well, I mean, it depends.
Like, most time you leave, like, it's that was definitely like after that the sex
is done. Yeah, after the sex is done, if it's a one night stand, yeah, I'm leaving afterwards. Yeah. I mean, if it's like, you know, if it's somebody that I'm seeing, then yeah, we're probably gonna cuddle afterwards. Yeah. I don't mind it then. That's cool. But like, just let me cool off. You know?
Right.
Let me calm. Let me calm my endorphins down. What about you? What's your routine?
I get up. I clean off. And I'm down to cuddle again. Yeah. I need that break.
Yeah,
it's just too hot.
In between,
I need it in between. Drink some water, stay hydrated. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
right.
And either get back to it after the cuddle sesh or knock out
after sex. Immediately after, I don't waste any time. I go straight to the bathroom. Usually, I'm the first one in there.
Yeah.
Me too.
So I go straight.
Well, I let the lady go first.
Yeah, yeah.
Or
we both go in the restroom. Yeah. But like, that's I do a straight beeline to the bathroom.
I grab the baby wipes.
Yep. And so we have a few wipes that are specifically for after sex.
Oh.
And so we wipe. It's like non-order, fragrance. No fragrance, none of that stuff.
Can't
so,
do that.
You know, no messing up the pH balance for the lady. And then we go down back to the room. And we usually lay there, not full on cuddling yet. We'll just lay there. A lot of times we talk about it. We like to figure out what was the good thing, because you just try different things.
And right.
What did you like? How was it when this part happened? Right. And we talk about it. We have a little discussion. Right. And then we watch the TV show and knock out. My preference mm-hmm. is clean up and like cool down, and that's it. Yeah. I will do the cuddling, but that is not for me. That is, I do that out of respect and love.
Right.
I do that for, you know, because I know how important it is for Shan.
Like, what cuddling position is actually really for the girls? Of course, it's comfortable. You're laying on me.
Lines.
You're chilling. I could be a pillow. Yes. I could be whatever the hell.
I don't mind this one when she's on the chest. I don't mind that one as much.
My shoulder, though, after a little while.
It does get a little sore. It starts to get a little sore.
Yeah, your arm falls asleep.
Yeah.
Right.
It starts to get
a
little sore.
It's a lot of sacrifice for us.
Wait. All right. I have a question for you guys, and don't judge me for this. Do you enjoy being the baby spoon?
Oh, me being spooned?
Do you enjoy
it? I enjoy it.
It's so nice.
I enjoy being
spooned. It's so nice.
My bad.
We're going to be activists for male baby spoon time.
Okay, cool. I'm down.
Yeah, it's nice.
It makes me feel secure.
I prefer big spoon, though. I'd rather be.
Oh,
no,
of course.
Get the fuck out of here. No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
You prefer?
Oh, I do. Yeah, I do. Preference? Yeah,
you
definitely.
You prefer?
Like, I prefer to be the one on the outside. So
right.
To speak.
Okay.
Right.
Dick on the butt.
I was gonna say purr the booty.
Right. Right. I don't want to be like little spoon. Like,
you don't want
ever?
To be.
I don't fully believe this. This is my thing. Like, if it happens, I'm not tripping. I'm not like, yeah. Like, I'm not freaking
that's
out.
That's the
over.
Alabama
it's cool.
in him.
But like,
that's
I prefer.
The, that's the, you're gay if you eat pussy.
Right. That's the Alabama in
him. No, I just, you know, I don't know. I prefer to not be.
All right.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Oh my gosh. Why are you
cool.
making us look like.
No, hey, I mean,
that's
very,
not the way we
fine,
look.
It's fine. Like, I don't, like I said, I don't think it's a bad thing.
Yeah.
Like, and if it happens, I'm not like, yeah, get off me. Like, it's cool. Like, if I end up Lil Spoon, I'm like, all right, you know,
whatever.
I'm chilling.
Yeah. Have you ever had sex and bounced? Like, immediately after sex? You have?
Oh, yeah. I've done that.
What? Give me a. Do you have a specific story? Like, a terrible one?
Uh oh.
I have one.
Terrible.
I don't have any.
You don't have you've
never,
always cuddled.
I not necessarily cuddled, but I never just dipped.
You never just
I stuck around.
You never just hit it.
I never hit it and just
You
bounced.
Never had a Tuesday nighter, huh?
Nah.
Damn.
I never had a one night stand, Tuesday night.
Whoa.
Hey, I'm telling you, man, I'm a ladies man. Treat the women the way they want to be treated.
Sometimes
and
hey,
you'll
some,
be satisfied.
Some
want
women
leave.
Want
they don't always
Yeah,
want
they don't
you
want you around all the time.
They'll let me know. I've never been told that. So I'm sorry, bro.
Hey.
I'm sorry, bro.
What do you want to share your story? Or you want me to go?
I mean, there's not much of the story.
I'll go.
I left.
So the story that I am about to share with you guys.
That's it. You want to know how I walked in my car? What the fuck?
You want me to tell you how I put my pants on after we finished?
No, it's a story, bro. It's a story. There's parts of the story that
you tell you I made it that home you have safely, to tell. What you want from me?
There's parts of the story that you have to tell. What was the reason of why you left? Was the sex bad?
No.
Do you not want
it? Okay, the sex is done.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, I got
that's
you. Jesus.
I'm fucking with you.
So I'm going to tell you this story. Now, the story that I'm about to share with you
is a real story.
It's a real story, but it's.
Uh-oh. Mm-mm. Is it hard?
Can you talk about it?
I can. I mean, I'm.
Should you talk about it?
I don't give a fuck.
Oh, not with that shit. Not with that.
I was just going to say, we already know you don't give a fuck. Use your shirt.
I don't care. I don't care. I don't care. Anyways.
Oh, man.
Do you want to hear the story?
He going to cry in the car.
I do want to hear the story. I'm sorry.
He going to cry in the car.
I want to hear the story. Please tell us.
Okay. I knew this girl that we were consistent. We had sex consistently.
Okay.
This was a girl that I knew in high school.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like a past fling that like if I couldn't or I wasn't involved in anybody and I just was really horny, I knew was a girl that I can
off to a great start.
Yeah. That and she was about that too. Like she wasn't
you guys were y'all default like,
exactly.
Fuck buddies.
Can't find anybody else. Let me hit Jay.
Exactly.
Hey, you up?
Exactly. And she never expected a relationship out of me. That's what it was.
Right. Mm.
That's all it was.
That was just now, bumping uglies.
As I got older, that became less fun.
Right. As that, it does. It tends to get...
That became less fun. For one, it was like, okay, we've been having sex since high school. This is like...
There's a lot of other people I could be fucking.
This is... And I don't mean that in a disrespect. It was just kind of like something that I didn't really want to do anymore.
After a while, like, sex with the same person...
If you're not in a relationship...
In that type of situation, it can almost be like glorified masturbation.
Exactly. Yeah. And so here's the thing. She wasn't really reaching that point. She wanted to continue to have sex.
She wanted more.
Yeah. Which is fine. It's fine. So there was this one night, you know, she hit me up. I was like, I don't know if I really want to. I'm actually chilling right now. I actually don't. I'm not interested. Mm. But she kept asking. Boom, boom. Kept asking. And then I had a thought at my, like, what was this? Like 21, 20, no, like 20 years old. I had a thought in my head, like, how lame am I if I this is just free pussy that is just at my house begging for it. Like, why don't I just go do this? It's not going to be that bad.
Why wouldn't I?
In us having like hanging out, I was like, I had the thought in my head, like, I really don't want to do this.
Hmm.
Like, this is not going to be fun. I'm not going to be into it. I don't want to do this. So then it gets to the moment when we're supposed to hit it. And I was like, you know what? I hate to be this guy, but I don't want to do this right now.
How does she feel about that?
She was not happy.
Hell no, she wasn't happy.
She was not happy. And then she was like, come on, one more time. Like, the whole thing. The whole thing.
Just, she was begging?
Yes, the whole thing.
Oh, that head.
Come on, one more time, one more time. Like, this is the last time. You're already here. Damn. You know what I mean? You're already here. Why not just...
world famous Jared Oral.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know. And she's like, you know, you're already here. Why not? Like, just let's just do it. It's not going to be that long. Like, blah, blah, blah. Just the whole thing. And I was like, I don't. And I, at that point, like, now it started becoming a thing where I'm like, okay, now I really don't
want to. Yeah, it's a turn off.
You know? Yeah, because you're getting, like, pushed to it.
Yeah, it's like, and I'm a rebellious person. Right. So, like, if you're pushing me towards something, I'm going to be like, no.
She should have been like, good, because I don't want to fuck you.
Yeah, who knows? Maybe it would have switched.
Like, what do you mean?
Apparently, it's chapstick time. Go ahead.
And so... So I got to that point. She's like, you know, pouting and like, you know, getting weird. And I'm like, all right, time for me to go. So I get up off the bed and I start walking. We're upstairs. I start walking towards the stairs. Literally, she wraps her arms around my waist.
Oh, Jared, man. Please don't leave. I need your magic penis. It's so good. No, Jared, no. Please. One more time.
So she wraps around my waist.
Damn.
I'm like, stomping.
Get off me, woman.
I'm stomping down the stairs. She's
not with
sitting
that
on
shirt.
The
shirt. Not
with gone with the wind.
Not with that shirt.
This podcast is going to be so long because you guys cannot listen to a story.
I can't see past the shirt, bro. I'm going to look at you like this.
I can see past the shirt.
Very clearly.
Shit. All right. You're stomping through the house.
Yes, she's wrapped
around your waist.
Yeah. She's wrapped around.
Begging for your penis.
Poor girl.
I'm trying to walk down the stairs. Okay. She's like putting all her weight on the floor.
Now you're dragging her.
So I'm dragging her down the stairs. So it's like boom, 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 boom.
Damn.
And she's going down. So and she's wrapped like now.
Just dead weight.
There's legs getting involved.
Oh, she's about to trip you up.
Yeah, she's legs getting involved. And you. So she trips me up.
Yeah.
I fall onto the couch.
Perfect.
As I'm falling onto the couch. And at the time, like, all right, here's the real deal is I could have knocked her off and just left. I'm stronger than her. Yeah. I could have just ripped her off and left.
Heisman.
But I'm in a state of shock right now.
You're like, what the fuck?
Like, and I remember this thinking to myself, like, this is very sad.
Yeah.
Like, what's going on in your head right now? And then I land on the couch. She starts undoing my belt. At that moment, I was like, all right, let's just do it. So we ended up having sex.
so you pity fucked her.
Oh, no,
I did.
Got me.
I did.
Oh, no, got my belt off.
Fine.
I did. But here's the thing. I felt disgusted inside.
I've had that. Like,
if the roles were reversed,
it would be rape.
It would be rape. You coerced me. You begged me.
Yeah, without my consent.
Now, do you guys know Aziz Ansari?
Yeah, of course.
You know how he got his rape allegation?
Right.
The exact same way.
It's fucked up.
You're already here.
It's fucked up. You sound just like him.
That's what I wanted to do.
He wouldn't wear that shirt, though, but you sound just like him.
You're already here.
Yeah.
You know? Why not? Just a blowjob. Just a hand job.
Wow.
That's it.
You should take this show on the road, bro. You sound just like him.
So that's what happened with him. But here's the thing. If I ever share that story, which I did, but if I ever share that story in an attempt to be like, this was wrong.
Yeah.
I feel like most men would be like, bruh.
Most guys would be like, bro, just whatever. Just, you know, have some sex. Shut up.
Yeah.
But I feel you like it's, you know. Sex is not, it's, you're not like running a lap, you know what I mean? It's not just like as casual as it is, like,
yeah,
there is actually,
there's
it
effort.
Is a deep thing,
there's
like,
effort.
Yeah. You know, so with that in mind, like, just not when you're not in the mindset of wanting to do it,
yeah,
and you still go ahead and do it, you're gonna feel very compromised because it's not like you're just reading a book, and
yeah,
it's not like you're just, you know, or you watch the TV show that was bad. It's like you're,
yeah,
this is more than that. So,
right.
You, if your soul's not in it, your heart's not in it, you're not gonna feel good about yourself when you're done.
I want to know about how you guys feel about ghosting.
I've ghosted a few women in my life,
I've ghosted a few times, I've been ghosted once,
I've been ghosted too.
Yeah, I've never ghosted. I'm sorry. I don't mean to be that guy, but I have a conversation.
You've never ghosted?
Never ghosted. I've never just ignored.
Do you have a problem with ghosting?
No, it's not a trigger for me at all. I just like to have a conversation. I just don't like to just leave them hanging with no type of response. Because
ghosting is a response.
Well, it's a very harsh message.
It is.
But I would rather tell you why this is no longer serving me or us.
Yeah.
Therefore.
Yeah, I have ghosted. I don't know if I'm proud of it.
Of course.
And that's why I'm almost like, I don't really care. It doesn't matter if we ghost or not. I don't need, it's nice to get the reason that we broke up.
Right.
But 9 times out of 10, I probably know. I'm pretty self-aware. I probably know why we didn't work out.
Yeah.
And so I don't mind if you take off and that's what it is. Obviously, I'm going to hurt, but I don't expect it.
So,
I think it, oh, go ahead.
Okay, no, my bad. Go ahead.
Well, to say, I think it, for me, it depends on the situation.
How deep you were.
Yeah, like,
yeah, that's
you
a good
know,
point.
If there's like history,
right,
and then you go, so
that's
then I'm
going
to be like,
that's fucked up.
What the fuck? You know what I've done instead of ghosting is I'll still reply, but I won't come over. So, like, I'd still get the texts and everything,
yeah, yeah,
and I'll
yeah.
just be like, you know, like,
I'm a little busy right now.
A little busy or something like that, but like the behavior.
Yeah.
Which so because sometimes I just didn't know how to break it to that person. Like,
right.
Yeah.
You know,
right.
Like either I don't want to sleep with you anymore, or maybe you know you're sleeping with somebody else, or you're dating somebody, or whatever it may be. But sometimes
you didn't know how to just tell them.
Yeah, yeah. At that point in my life, I wasn't confident enough to just be like, yo.
Yeah.
And then sometimes I'll be honest. Sometimes I just didn't care enough. Like
yeah.
I just wasn't.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's fucked up to say it, but I wasn't invested enough emotionally in that person to.
We've all been in a situation where it's hard to break that news to someone that you know cares more than you do at that point, or who's more invested, especially emotionally at that point, right? But at the end of the day, I agree. Like, if you're more than like a month of emotional, obviously physical, but mainly emotional connection, and you can't just be like,
hey, what's going on here?
Hey, this is why.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
And
we got to do better.
Yeah. And I do. I think my stance on me not caring if they ghost me or not is really what's stemming off of the times that I have been ghosted have been off of flings.
Right.
So it didn't really bother. It never bothered me. But when I've never been ghosted by someone I cared about.
I have once.
Mm.
For like a week and a half.
Tell me.
You were ghosted for a week and a half?
Tell me.
Damn, well, I mean, it was literally a long time. Like, it was somebody that I'd known for a long time, and then we had been seeing each other for a little bit, just hanging out. Like, I was supposed to see her one night, and then we didn't end up seeing each other, and I didn't see her for like, or hear from her for like a week. And
why
I
didn't you guys see
what
each
happened?
Other?
Just, did she tell
did
you?
Did she call it off for that day, or?
Bro, I didn't. She disappeared for a week.
Did she ever come back at all?
Yeah, no, after like a week and a half she came. But it was a ghost treatment is what I'm saying.
What did she say?
It was a little bit longer than a week, actually. Probably about a week and a half.
But
it was just like,
did she explain herself?
Nah, not really.
Did you inquire?
Nah, because the nature when she came back of it was kind of like resolving the whole entire issue. It was just kind of like when we did talk again, it was more so like, I don't think it's really going to work out between us.
So she needed time to think and all that.
Yeah, but it's still, to me, it's like, yo, like, have a little bit more respect.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hurry into Menards and save big money. Stock up on water softener salt for softer skin and cleaner clothes. Diamond Crystal is the perfect choice of salt to minimize water softener tank residue. It helps your soaps and detergents clean better while increasing the life of your appliances and plumbing. Save big on Diamond Crystal products at Menards. And don't forget to check out the flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Just for our friendship, if nothing else, because I've known you for a long time. So at least just be like, hey, you know, I know that you called me, etc. I need a little bit of time to think. Like, tell me that. That way, I'm not just sitting here like, what the fuck?
Right.
Like, that situation just taught me, it reinforced something that I already known. But you know, what's not for you is not for you.
I think that's part of my reasons of liking ghosting. You know, not liking. That's the wrong way of saying
but not hating it.
Not like you're having a problem
signal.
With
you
it.
Know, like this means.
And on top of it, it's like, I'm a big firm believer of like, who you show me you are, that's what I'm gonna believe.
Yeah, you gotta believe what.
So if you don't text me back, I just look at that. That's texting me back. You're letting me know that you don't want to talk to me. What do I need from you now? Oh, I was with my grandma. Come on.
Yeah.
I know you have your phone attached to your hip.
Everyone saw
my message.
Does.
Oh, yeah.
So
that's one thing. Look, hey, everybody, like, can we just all uniformly agree that the I didn't see my phone excuse
is done.
Is the most tired play. Like,
it's done. Like, however, I will say, though, well, sometimes when I get in real editing grooves, like my phone's somewhere else and I don't see it.
But eventually you see it. Like,
I do. I will see it in the next hour.
I'm saying within 24 hours.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Less than that.
Even less than that. But
within an hour.
I'll even, like, depending on the situation, like if we're dating, like how, you know, deep it is and all that, you got 24 hours.
Do you think you really need that closure if you know all those facts?
If who knows it? If the man knows it?
Like, so let's just think about
it.
Because
the woman's speculating.
If we're telling you that 9 times out of 10, if you do get ghosted, it's because he's not interested anymore.
Right.
Do you think that we could get to a place where that is, like, why would I want closure from somebody that's going to ghost me?
Some people need it more than others. I don't know.
Yeah.
It could be the ultimate validation. Some people need a hard yes or a hard no. Some people can't fuck with the gray.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
So, yeah. I respect it.
Just have the conversation. That's
I respect it. And I know the ghosting situation is a little bit to the left of what happens after sex. So I think The bottom line is, communicate what you need, communicate what you want. If after sex you feel like, all right, I know that I'm going to need cuddling, or I won't feel like you like me, or I won't feel loved like I really want to, just as much as that you advocate what you like in the bedroom, I think that you need to advocate what you like after sex. I think a lot of people don't talk about what happens after sex. And they have sex, and then there's a conflict that happens. Because either the guy doesn't want to cuddle, or the guy wants to leave, or the guy wants to do something, and the girl has a whole nother agenda. And so I just think those are two very important topics, which I would never, back in the day, I would never talk about what happens after sex. It would just be about the sex.
I mean, I'm thinking about it. It's tough because, I mean, I'm married, so it's like...
Well, you guys already had to talk about what happens after sex.
We never did. We never really needed to.
I don't think people really talk about after sex. Like, hey, after sex, you better hang around and cuddle with me, motherfucker.
There's not like a checklist.
Why would you say it like that?
It's not like a checklist.
I'm not saying so
you,
like that.
So you think that it doesn't, you don't have to have that conversation? Is that what you're saying?
I mean,
it
depends.
Probably is a good conversation.
It depends on the situation. I just think...
You don't need it.
I've never needed it. In my marriage. I can't remember.
Have you been with somebody that's not compatible with you after sex?
Not compatible with me after sex.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've never thought about that.
No, I've always been, but again, I'm the guy who's never had a one night stand. So I find there's already compatibility before we even have sex.
Yeah, yeah.
So once we're done, you can hang, you can kick it, and I'll take you home or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
You can do whatever you want.
And you never had a conversation of like, after sex, I don't like when you do this or.
No.
Never.
Mm-mm.
I've never had that conversation, but that is a very interesting conversation to have.
Well, I think it's just as important. Might not be important
to... Have you had that conversation? Or is this just something that you...
I'm thinking retroactively.
Gotcha.
Okay. There's definitely a way to leave. You can't just be like, all right, thanks for that. You know, there's definitely a way to exit.
Yeah.
It's right you don't out necessarily, the door you came in.
Yeah. You don't have to like, you know, pillow talk after all the time. You know what I'm saying? I get it. But there's definitely a common courtesy way to leave without coming off as like, I just wanted to hit it.
Yeah.
Or...
Do you have like, I find too, and this is how I'm going to put it to your marriage... I have a tendency to have a burst of energy after sex.
I want to do shit.
And I like to get to work.
Shit, yeah.
I like to get involved in stuff. Shannon is like, I'm wiped and I want to lay down. So we had to have a conversation of like, sometimes we have to find the middle ground in there.
Okay.
So that conversation is not geared only to single people, only to married people, only to people who are having casual or one night stands. That is a conversation that needs to happen just as much as sex needs to be. You know, when we talk about what I like in the bedroom, we need to talk about what I like after sex.
It's a chemistry thing too. Like your body releases, you know, certain hormones during sex.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's dopamine and oxytocins and all these other shits that's, you know, being released. And after sex, it's the same thing. There's more chemicals and hormones being released. And I can't remember the name of it. There's one that starts with a P.
Yeah.
Literally makes you, it refocuses you. Right. It's a hormone. So there's a hormone that's released before and during, and I think even after sex, that's basically like the pleasure hormone, right? And then once that gets spent, there's a different hormone that your body starts producing, and that one is kind of like the, all right, get back to work, get focused. Like,
interesting.
And it also makes your partner undesirable to you to an extent.
Whoa.
It makes you physically respond and look at them in a different
way. Does
this
only
light.
Get open in guys, or
no,
it happens?
It's men and women.
Oh.
It happens to both of us.
Interesting.
Which is why, like, you know how people say, like, you can
come
have
to
a
sentence.
Well, that,
Well, Wayne, when I come to my senses.
Jerk off and have clear thoughts. Yeah. No, but, like, you know, people, some people have, like, mood swings. Depression almost after sex.
Oh, wow.
And it's because their body releases too much of that chemical,
right,
if I'm understanding what I'd read.
That's interesting. Yeah. It's a very interesting point. But yeah, I mean, I would like to frame that question out to the listeners. Do you think it is important to talk about what happens after sex? Or do you think, like, let's just cross that bridge when we get there? Here we are, guys. We have reached the part of the episode where we get to phone in a listener.
Hey. Let's get it.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing? It is Jared Brady from the Enjoy the Podcast Show.
Hey.
Hello.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good.
Awesome. So today's episode, we are talking about what happens after sex. And first of all, I just want to know your thoughts just off the jump before I ask any questions about it. What are your thoughts about that? And how are your feelings like when you think of what happens after sex? What comes to mind?
Preferably like relaxation. I like to feel relaxed after sex because sometimes it can be a little tiring.
Yeah.
So I prefer to relax after sex.
Yeah, and when you in that relaxation, are you into cuddling or do you just rather lay there?
I'm really hot after sex.
That's all we've been saying.
I'm really hot. I am like, you know, pores are open, sweat is coming out.
Yeah.
So I mean, maybe for like 2 seconds.
Yeah.
For 2 seconds, the cuddling happens.
Yeah.
But then right after that, there's that separation. But we're still like, I feel like it's still like a comfortable feeling. So regardless, even if we're not skin to skin, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's still that comfortable feeling of being next to the person that you just had.
Yeah. Even though you're not touching, you guys still feel like you're in a connection.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
So let me ask you this. Have you ever been in a situation where you guys had sex and the guy did not respond the way that you expected he would after sex?
So one time I was dating this guy and, it was just quick. It was like, I mean, we only dated for like a week, so it wasn't anything like spectacular. But the fact is that we were having sex on occasions and every time we had sex, like, it was like a, are you ready to go? Like,
kind of thing.
Man. Like, for some people, that's cool. But for me, it's not what I'm looking for. I don't want to say emotional attachment.
No, there is. You could say that. And I think that it's okay to have that feeling or that thought process because people need different things and an emotional connection after sex is very important.
I want to say it's like energy, obviously you may not know this person or anything, but it's just the fact that, you cut that energy flow off and it's almost as if the whole situation, because after sex is tied into sex.
Yeah.
In general.
Yep. Wow.
How often was that just a one-time thing?
To be honest, it has happened multiple times.
And you the see, yeah, see the
and, re, yeah. yeah. Go ahead, JD. I'll let you.
This is JD, by the way. I guess we'll keep you anonymous unless you want to give us a name. We can keep it anonymous if you want. All right. The reason why I bring that up is because we talked just now about ghosting, and I think part of ghosting stems from. Just right after sex, you're like, all right, this is never going to happen again. You ready to go? Your Uber's on the way.
Yeah.
So, unfortunately.
Do you ever have the conversation of what happens after sex?
I would say sometimes it really depends
how invested you are.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's very, very, very important to have that conversation. And it's a revelation, a new revelation for me. In my past, I never really thought about it until after sex. I would think only solely about in the act, what is going to happen during the act, and only talk about the actual sex.
Yeah.
I never brought up what happens after.
Right.
And usually that's where sex gets confusing, is the after the fact. I got a question. Are you pro casual sex?
Right now, I'm currently in a long-term relationship.
Oh, congratulations. Years, congratulations.
Thank you. 7 years.
Oh, you poor thing.
But prior to that, I was living my life, freely, not really caring because I feel like casual sex is something that anybody can do. I don't think it's just men. I don't think it's just women. I think it's anybody, no strings attached, something, it's fine. It's fine. It's just a part of human nature. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. No, definitely. I mean, we're all men here sitting here, except for JD.
But
What I was trying to say is that we're
says the guy with this shirt. Anonymous caller.
No,
you should see your boy's shirt right now.
What I meant to say was that Los and I could agree with you. I think JD is not pro casual sex.
No, I am. I'm not anti-casual sex. I just think it's messy.
Mm.
I think casual
like it.
Hey, it sounds like you're not, you know,
sounds like you're not pro casual.
Sorry, go ahead. I'm listening. Go ahead.
Sorry, you said you think it's messy?
I think casual sex, or, you know, friends with benefits, fuck buddies, however you want to call it, I think it gets messy at a certain point in time because someone doesn't manage their expectations.
That's
I've had a couple successful fuck buddies.
I've had a few good ones.
Yeah, I mean, I think you guys are the 1%. I'm just saying, I think majority.
Have you, let me ask you this. Have you had a successful friends with benefits relationship?
Yes.
Well, define successful. What is like that? What do you mean?
It ended without her.
It ended
feelings.
Well. They're still cool now?
I mean, you don't have to be cool. You don't have to be cool. No one got hurt.
Anybody being hurt.
Okay, yeah. Okay. I guess just from my personal experiences,
yeah.
Friends with benefits does never not always end that well because she's hopeful that something else is going to come of it.
If you start doing boyfriend activities and you're progressing that relationship rather than what it was actually meant for,
sure.
That's when people get hurt.
So if I cook you dinner,
don't you?
I fucked up. I fucked up.
No, it depends on the girl.
Yeah, but it's tough. See, I struggle with this because
here we go. Here we go. Here we go. Here we go.
So I'm the lover. This is JD again. So I'm the lover here, apparently. But I struggle with this because if I'm hungry and I'm going to make myself dinner,
yeah,
I'm not going to say, okay, time for you to go. You know, I'm going to make you dinner. I'm going to cook
mind.
You.
That's cool.
I'm going to cook you dinner. And, yeah. And how about this? Also, if I'm connecting with that woman on that kind of level,
yeah,
you may come into my place and I may have already cooked you dinner and we can sit down and eat. Before we watch Netflix and chill.
Yeah.
Or whatever it is.
But again,
it's like, I get the boyfriend. I'm not going to
hang your drapes.
Well, I would still buy you flowers.
I'm not going to come. What?
I know.
You're going to buy your fuck buddy flowers,
hey, listen,
bro?
I'm a nice
You're
guy.
Problematic. That's what it is.
Well, actually, so.
He won't sympathy fuck you, but he'll fuck your mind up by buying you flowers when you're just a fuck buddy. So.
I guess. Hey, listen, I'm happy I don't have to deal with any of this shit. I'm married. my days are done. But yeah. I guess it makes sense. Maybe I did confuse a lot of these women by doing quote-unquote boyfriend things.
And maybe that's just that's just how you are.
That's just me.
Character. Yeah.
Yeah. No, speaking of character.
Pat yourself on the black.
Assholes.
Yeah, go ahead. I'm straight up. I'm straight up with her. Like, look, if this is what we are, I'm not going to progress the activity. I'm not going to progress the relationship until we both agree.
Buying flowers is not progressing the relationship.
That is progressing, bro. How do you not see? Do you believe?
I'm not going to meet the parents. All right,
let me ask. Let me ask the only lady in the room here.
All right,
the
please.
Only lady. I forgot she was on the phone. You were looking at me. I was like, what do you mean the only lady?
Yeah, get out.
Says the guy with the shirt. See?
No. Listen, right, right. How do you feel if a guy bought you flowers? Would you feel like this man wants more than fuck buddies with you?
I think so. I think because. I mean, just so you know, flowers have, there's a meaning to flowers. I mean, like.
There's a meaning to certain flowers. I'm not buying her red roses. I might buy some white hydrangeas.
Oh, you semantic.
It's totally different. If I buy her some tulips or an orchid because she moved into her place, is that boyfriend activity? She moved in. It's a welcoming gift.
Yes. Okay. All right. Shit. You welcome her with this.
God damn. In fact, when she comes over, we don't always have to have sex. When she comes over.
What is the fuck buddy thing? What is it?
I didn't say fuck buddy. I said friends with benefits. So if we want it, it's there. If we don't, it's cool. Every time she comes over, we don't have to fuck.
JD, this is why you never had a successful friends with benefits.
Yeah.
Does that sound too much like Drake? No.
This is why you haven't had a sex. You are
too nice for friends with benefits. Is what you're saying?
Too nice.
What the fuck?
No, you're doing boyfriend activity with her.
Well, I guess maybe. I don't know.
If you're connecting with her emotionally, like, oh, we don't have to have sex. We could just talk about our feelings.
I'm not saying
take
that.
Take these flowers. That is going to cause her to think that this guy is the best guy in the world. I want to be in a relationship with
him. I don't
him.
Know another way is what I'm trying to tell you.
Yeah,
I don't know how to turn this. There's no dimmer on the switch. It's either on or off.
Well, to end this conversation, do you want to keep yourself anonymous or do you want to shout out your social media?
I can shout out my social media.
Hey, well, let them know where they can find you.
Mia, MIAAGUIRRT.
Hey,
all right.
There it is.
Thank you, Mia.
Thank you so much for hopping on. We appreciate you, and we're excited for this episode to come out.
All right, no problem. Thank you, guys. I'll be tuning in to you guys.
Thank you.
Oh, wait, real quick. I want to say, JD, yeah. I don't think the flowers is that bad.
Why?
Also, and
let him finish, shirt. Let him finish, shirt.
I'm asking him why.
This is a very unique situation, okay. I think, for me, because I like to grow shit, right?
Right.
And I have a lot of roses at my house that
yeah.
I grow.
Yeah.
And so oftentimes I will do arrangements and I'll yeah. give them to women
that you're fucking.
That I'm fucking.
Thank yeah. you.
And, that is, and it literally and means nothing it, except I have a bunch of roses. They're going to.
I thought
die
about
on
you.
Thing. No, I didn't really think about oh. you. I just. They're going to die on the plant.
So you pick flowers and you give them to girls that you're fucking.
Well, I don't pick flowers. I grow roses.
He just has them there.
I grow roses,
so you
melons,
slave
weed,
over this, a lot this of soil, time. Water it every day. They yeah. know it came from your soil. You yep. grew it and you pick it and mm-hmm. you hand it to her.
Why you got
to
say it like
think,
that, bro?
Because that's what it is. That's the way women are going
to
think of it.
It's either going to go in the trash or to this woman. It's either going to go in the trash.
So yeah, think, it's either going to die on the plant or I can.
But they're not picking it that way.
But I make arrangements anyways. I bring arrangements over for Shan almost every time I come over.
But that's because you think of her, and that means a lot. Not that you're trying to fuck Shannon. So, that's
no,
not what I'm saying.
I know that. I know that's
I'm
not what
saying
you're
the
saying.
Way they're gonna that. Perceive yeah. it.
He's saying you're fucking with their
I
mind.
I get what you're saying. That's that, and to be honest,
especially
I actually I kind
if
of
you grew it.
I never
that is
really
true.
Thought about
that.
That
is true.
Side
I will say I'm going to Trader Joe's.
I never thought about that side of it. I mean, but it doesn't take that much effort to grow.
But okay, but hold on. But
it's a lot easier
know,
than
but,
people think it
I
is.
I know,
like,
but
it's
that's a,
really easy.
But okay. that's a thing.
So my question is, are we supposed to just shut that shit down?
Yes. If you don't want it to progress.
You're probably right because
if you don't want it to progress.
I can't do it.
Why do you give them flowers?
I'm a flower man. I
but
love flowers.
But what is the message?
It's a welcoming gift.
From what? For what?
Walking sex. Into my house. I'm just a flower guy, bro.
I give them flowers because they're going to die
guy.
On the plant. If I don't give
but
them
but that's
to them,
the reason?
They're going to die.
Everyone on the that knows me knows yeah. I'm a flower and plant guy. That's my jam. That's my shit.
Yeah.
It's a nice gift.
It's a nice gift. I'm not buying you jewelry. I'm not buying you clothes. Yeah. I'm like, look, you came out here. The least I can do is get you some flowers.
It doesn't even last. It's going
to
die.
And also, and to her point, as I think maybe she was going around, like that's why I said certain flowers mean certain things. I'm not getting you red roses, right? I'm getting you orchids. I'm getting you hydrangeas. I'm getting you, I mean, I can go on and on, but I'm not like, you know what I'm saying?
Hydrangeas.
Hey, come on
orchids.
Now.
I mean, look, red I think roses. The flowers are a metaphor for the relationship that you're trying to pursue.
They
because
are.
The flowers,
excuse me. I guess I'm wrong.
The flowers, no, you're right. Stay with me. The flowers are going to die after a while, and you're going to have to get rid of them.
Okay.
So I'm telling you right now, like, by me just, if I'm just fucking you and I'm giving you flowers, I am the flowers. Eventually, this relationship is going to die, and you're going to have to get rid of me.
Can I open the door for her?
Yes.
I mean, I'm just, at
I'm
this
not
point.
Saying be asshole.
But you're saying, like, just fucking,
I'm not,
and that's it.
Yeah, but that's what it is. I'm not saying be an asshole. I'm just saying limit it right. to what it actually is.
So I want to know from the audience. Friends with benefits or fuck buddy, if he gives you flowers to come or well, let me rephrase that
to
and
come
if you receive flowers as a gift
if you came and he gave you flowers no okay
good job
I want to know from the audience if you get flowers from your fuck buddy your friends with benefits friend okay I want to know if that's a mind fuck I want to know if he's messing with you I want to know if now you're confused girl I just left his crib and I got flowers again like what does that mean.
Yeah. I we're gonna have to get into that next episode, but I really do feel like that is very problematic.
Maybe. I'm sorry for being
problematic,
a nice, thoughtful guy.
Sorry for
being
yeah, nice. Oh yeah, I'm sorry,
sorry
for being
nice.
Being
nice.
I'm sorry.
No, I'm just gonna get. I'm just gonna I'm give sorry. You flowers, but I don't want anything else from you.
I know we're gonna have sex,
and then that's it.
Oh, that's friends with benefits.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll get into that next episode. I just hope that you guys enjoyed the podcast.
Hey.
Until next time.
Yes.